All right, man, let's get to it. NBA community, salute to the sports world out there, man. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Seven Mitchell is in the building, man. Shout out to everybody out there. We are doing it live tonight, man. Big up to all the supporters. Got my special guests with me, man. I got the homies with me, man. Sports to the Wire, the dynamic duo. I got Burak and Rasheed White in the building joining me. Appreciate you fellas, man. Welcome back to the show.
What's good? What's
thanks
good?
For having us.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, man. For real. You know, we got to get to this. We got to get to these questions, man, and get to the bottom of what's going on and why.
I'm on the hot seat right now, man.
Boys and girls, this one right here, buckle up. This show right here is going to be one of those ones, man. So make sure you guys, as y'all come into the stream, make sure y'all smash that like button. If you guys are new to this channel, if you guys are new to Sports to the Wire, make sure you subscribe to both of our platforms. We definitely appreciate it. Now,
no doubt.
Y'all know Rasheed White, Mr. Brooklyn Nets. He's been here on this platform numerous times, and we've had numerous conversations about his Brooklyn Nets. We just most recently had one coming off of a 12-game winning streak, and how they really seem to be one of the hottest teams in the league just a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. But now, things have certainly changed. Tonight, Rasheed, your Brooklyn Nets, they without Kevin Durant, they were without Ben Simmons tonight. They fall short at home to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 112-102. Your Brooklyn Nets are now 27-15, but they are clearly not playing well. And the biggest talk with your team has been Ben Simmons. I need your explanation on really what's going on with your team overall, Rasheed, before we start to individually talk about your players.
All right. Of course, KD's the main component. He's the main guy that went down. So it just throws a lot of things off. You're asking guys to kind of step up and do a little bit more things that they're not normally, used to actually doing. So you're saying like Joe Harris, hey, do a little bit more. Well, what got him into the NBA is his ability to actually just be a really good catch and shoot player. Now you're asking him to do a little bit more. Kyrie, he has to trust his teammates more. They can't turn the ball over. They turned the ball over 18 times that led to 16 Oklahoma City points. And I didn't get a chance to watch the game, so I got to actually look to see whether those are forced turnovers or just, guys, there's a reason why you just want like Ben Simmons handling the ball or like Jalen Brunson handling the ball because, of guys' ability to actually make high percentage passes without really turning the ball over. A lot of guys can't really do that. They can score, but then when you ask them to make plays, it's I don't know why. So I got to look at the game. I got to rewatch the game and see exactly what happened. Kyrie Irving, 15 points. You need more out of him. He shot 1-for-7 from three. So I don't know what's going on with the team. I got to watch that game. But then the turnovers is a big key. 18, and then OKC getting 16 points up those 18 turnovers. It's not going to cut it. You got to take care of the basketball, man. But, listen, they're still the number two team. Second seed, a lot of Milwaukee lost. I think Cleveland lost. But it's important and really, really, really important that they actually maintain that number two seed because you don't want to slide down in the standings and then catch Boston or Milwaukee early. You want to catch them in the Eastern Conference Finals when they all beat up and everything, and you actually, and there's every player's injured. There's going to be injuries on all sides and everything. I want to see Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, not in round one like this past year.
Bro, I don't think you're. Before I don't think that's going to happen.
Before you go, Burak. Wait a minute. We're not going to do this. I'm not starting my show off. Not tonight. With that, we're not doing that, Rasheed. I got to talk to the bosses, man. Did y'all just not peep what just happened just now?
Uh-oh. You got sound effects. We got a soundtrack.
Yo, Seven knows how to put on a show, man. I've been peeping the show. I'm like, yo, Seven
it's
knows
game
how to put
time,
on a show.
Bro. It's game time. I cannot believe that it is criminal.
I'm with it.
Rashid, you need to be incarcerated tonight. No bail. You need to have to sit in front of the commissioner before you get released. That's how that was criminal what you just did. Y'all didn't peep what Rashid White just did. Check this out, y'all. Rashid goes into this soliloquy about how players on the Brooklyn Nets, now that KD is out, need to, quote unquote, do a little bit more. Bert, did you hear this guy at one point mention Ben Simmons' name? A guy who just produced his second zero-point performance? He didn't mention his name. He mentioned Joe Harris. He want to talk about Kyrie Irving. Like, why are you giving Ben Simmons?
Well, he didn't play. I mean, he was out with a back
injury. That was tonight. He just had
his second zero. If he scored 2 points, I would have definitely got on him. You know, I'm like, hey, listen, you know, you got to be – But listen, like I said, all right, the second to last video I did on Ben Simmons. Now I'm going to do another video on this. I'm going to actually show the Boston game. Ben Simmons is driving. Listen, the scout report is actually out on Ben Simmons. Opposing coaches know what Ben Simmons is actually capable of. They know he can get downhill. They're not going to just give him an easy runway to the basket. Now, he had 13 assists in the Boston game. How do you think that those guys got those wide open shots? Because he's being aggressive. He was getting downhill, and he passed it up to open shooters, you know? So he made the right basketball play. If they're going to collapse on him, the right thing to actually do is actually pass it.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you mentioned that. And, Rasheed, we spoke earlier today about Ben Simmons. And who did I compare Ben Simmons to in regards to height and the ability to utilize the floor? I compared him to Magic Johnson. And why? Because – at the time Magic Johnson played, Magic Johnson was 6'9", playing point guard. He was a nightmare to match up with. He was able to dish. He was able to drive. Hell, he even played center in his rookie season and dropped 42 points. And we all remember that. But the biggest key about Magic was he was able to score the basketball as well. Now, I'm not going to put all the blame on Ben Simmons for these losses, but somewhere along the line, you're going to have to contribute on offense. Now, I agree with you. The ability to spread the floor and find the open man is his primary job. Let's make sure we don't.
And you was a jump shooter, Barrick, so you would certainly appreciate that.
I understand that. But then still, I had to find a way to score the basketball too, brother. And somewhere along the line, he is going to have to find a way to get his spots on the floor, utilizing his height, reading the defense, posting up in a low post, and making some plays from there. However, that's going to be a problem, and him and Jacques Vaughn are going to have to figure things out in
How can this be a problem, fellas? Ben Simmons is going to get more shot selection now that KD is not on the floor than he's ever going to get, especially
when he's not dropping points.
He's not even shooting the ball.
I mean, listen, they won like 12, 13, 14 games by Ben Simmons. And like, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to get the camera out. This is exactly how I play. Now, the selfish part of me wants to see Ben Simmons go out there and score 16, 18 points. You know, I know he can actually do that.
But I would like to see him do it too.
The type of offense that Jacques Vaughn is actually running, I know definitively it works and it leads to a lot of wins because he comes up, he sets the high picks. And you know, Barrick, a lot of guys don't communicate. You know, a lot of guys don't like fighting through screens. They don't like to say screen left, screen right, screen right. You know, they don't communicate. I don't know what's with this generation today. They don't communicate. There's something.
Yeah, that's a definite lost art, communicating on defense. That's a lost art.
Yeah, they don't communicate. So them picks, I played a lot of games and I set picks and nobody says like, yo, screen
pick
left,
right,
screen
pick right, pick right, pick left, screen right, talk. Right.
Nobody talks. What Jacques Vaughn is running, it works and you can win a lot of games like that.
Rashid, I'm not going to let you get away with making Jacques Vaughn the scapegoat, bro. No way. We keep having a conversation about skill set, and we shouldn't. No one is questioning Ben Simmons' skill set. Excuse me. We're talking about the reality and what needs to happen when one of those two guys, KD or Kyrie, is not on the floor. Because when both of those guys are on the floor, the way Ben has been playing all season is perfect. He is playing. He's a playmaker. He's playing exceptional defense. But when one of those guys are out, he has to offensively step it up.
All right,
and it's not even a question of Kenny. It's really.
Let me quote a comment that was made in regards to Simmons last Friday. It was coming through Kyrie Irving. I'm going to read this very carefully to you guys. Being assertive, being aggressive, and knowing that the team needs that from Ben Simmons is what came from Kyrie Irving.
Right. I saw that.
Being assertive and being aggressive.
Yeah.
So where did assertiveness come from? That's going to lead
him. He had 10 assists in the first half. I mean, I'm gonna do a separate video on this. He was driving. He was being aggressive, and they collapsed on him, and he kicked it out to wide-open shooters. How did they get wide open? Because they had to leave their man to try to actually help – leave the shooter to try to help out Simmons from driving to the basket.
Let me ask you something, Rasheed. In this next 2 to 3 weeks with the Brooklyn Nets, what do the Brooklyn Nets need Ben Simmons to do more now that KD is out? Get more assists or more points?
No, he knows that. I mean, he said it himself. Right. He's a high basketball IQ player. I mean, he's not stupid. So he knows he actually is going to have to score more. He has to be more aggressive, you know. But again, I mean, if they help, you know, like a lot of teams know what Ben Simmons is going to do. I mean, I showed videos. The last game he played where he scored 22 points, when he has single coverage on him, then, yeah, he'll go and look to score. But as soon as you can help out, he moves the basketball, man. I mean, I don't know if you can fault him for that. If you want him to take up bad shots
Yes, I can. Well, see, that's the thing. Chances. Did we not just watch him make that demon revisited himself? Remember that play that happened in Philly where this whole drama started? Like, it just happened again where he drove to the basket. Kyrie gave him the wide open lane and he passed it and it went out of bounds. Like, he still got
that. No, it was like Nick Claxton was cutting. I mean, it was following up, and it looked like he was wide open. It looked like Nick Claxton wasn't ready for the pass.
I'm looking at the result. I'm looking at the result. And then I'm looking at history. I'm looking at how it repeated itself, the same situation. And Ben Simmons specifically can't afford to have that happen more than once because all eyes is on him in those situations. And there is no KD. Why, if he's the second, third best player on the team, why is he so
– No, he has to – like I said, he has to flip the switch. You know, he has to – okay, well, I can't play make now. Now I got to get into this mindset where I actually got to really start – being aggressive. It was one game. I mean, I think Michael Jordan, I forgot what game it was. He had a game where he only scored one shot. I think it was one shot in the fourth quarter or something like that. Mm-hmm. We seen Kyrie. I mean, I did a video on Kyrie in the playoffs last year in game three of the Milwaukee Bucks series. The last 8 minutes of the game, he didn't shoot. I mean, wait a minute. I said, fucking Kyrie Irving? How you don't take a shot? I was going crazy. I said, this is Kyrie who could score at will, and he didn't shoot in the last 8 minutes. Literally didn't take no shots in the last 8 minutes of the game in that Bucks series, and that was 86-83. You tell me in 8 minutes, Kyrie can't get me 8 to 10 points, and they would have won that. They would have won.
Here's the thing with Ben Simmons. You know what he's averaging for this season point-wise? 7.5 points.
No, I feel, Barrett, I feel you on that, but I don't think Jacques Vaughn is asking him to. You see, if you watch the Brooklyn Nets, it's the same sets. Ben Simmons just comes up, sets the high screen. He dives. The defense collapses on him. He kicks it out to the corner shooters. If not, he can get the layup in.
But that's where the glaring problem is, or the glaring contradiction. I'll start with the contradiction. The contradiction for him is that we know what he's able to produce as an offensive player, starting from his height, starting from his ability to drive and dish. What's been the biggest knock on him? Couldn't shoot a free throw. Could not shoot from 12, 15 feet away. Now they say he was working on it. When you were brought over, and I'm talking about Ben Simmons, when you were brought over to help out Kyrie, to help out KD, that was the major plan. You knew somewhere along the line, one of these two players, speaking of Kyrie or KD, was going to get injured at some point. They're playing massive minutes. They're putting a lot of their effort on the court. Somewhere along the line, something's going to break down. Ben was that third piece, or is that third piece, that supportive piece. I know what his job responsibility is. Like, we have our job, we know what our responsibility is, but sometimes we got to go the extra mile to make sure the job gets done. Ben is going to have to go the extra mile to make sure the job gets done. Because if you are going to play this way, and let's say while KD is out and you win, what, one of the next seven games? Man, this whole place, Brooklyn's going to blow the hell up. Because then you tell me I can't do this without KD? That's but how this thing's gonna play out.
Before we got on this, you said he's not the first player.
So it's
had this happen, right? He's not. You said it. They blown it out of proportion.
You got torment. Am I here? Am I on?
Yeah. We hear you. Yeah. We hear you. I don't think.
Okay. Hold on.
So let me get this straight. Let me get this straight.
Go ahead, guys. Because
you hear us?
Yeah, my mic went out. Go ahead, guys.
Oh, no, mic went out. One second. I'm just kind of Barrick doing these shows, man. We get into these debates. You just said before we got on with Seven over here that it's not the first player and not the last player that this is actually going to happen to, and they're blowing it way out of proportion, right? That's what Barrick told me. He said other players had Seven.
Just keep going. My mic went out.
All right.
I just straightened my
head. All right, go ahead, Seven. What were you going to ask me? Go ahead.
I'm blown away at the excuses I'm hearing from both of y'all, really. Like, why are we talking about skill set?
He had 13 assists. Not, I mean, he's not getting that by accident. I mean, he was going to the basket. He was going to the hole.
No one is questioning Ben Simmons being able to play this game. But that's not needed right now when KD is out for 4 weeks. We don't need him to get double digits and assists and zero.
It's one game.
No.
I need a larger sample size because I've seen
He's had 2 0-point performances this season. Two of them.
I mean, he was coming back off an injury in the first 0-point game. He was coming off an injury. He hasn't played in a year and a half. He was dealing with the issue.
You cannot be one of the three best players on the team.
If he's hurt, look at Kawhi. You think Kawhi Leonard's going to go back to being Toronto Kawhi? No, it's going to take him some time, Seven. You know what I'm saying? But they got to get their timing back, their rhythm back.
My thing about it is, I understand that. But this guy won't even shoot the shots. How do we know if he's in the rhythm or not when he won't even take the shots? This guy
I'm not gonna count the first one. The second one, previous to that, Barrick is gonna have to reconnect somehow. The second game, he was going to the basket and they were collapsing in on him. And he kicked it out to open shooters. Now, what Ben did wrong was actually committing two silly fouls, and then actually being overly aggressive in the first half on defense. So that aggression on defense that he actually has, he needs to save that for the third and fourth quarter. That's the one thing I can actually say. And then sometimes he actually sets screens incorrectly. Like he'll do a moving pick, moving screen. You know, so it's just silly fouls that actually took him out the game, not his scoring. I'm not, you know, he can score. I mean, I did multiple videos on Ben Simmons.
Can he?
Go watch the videos. I did the videos.
Bro, I don't care about the pass. I don't care about his skill set. Again, that's a conversation about skill set. Y'all need results now. With KD being out at least four.
All right, it's one game. It's one game. He had 13 assists. He had nine rebounds. He attempted three shots.
We have definitely seen more than one game of Ben Simmons.
But we don't know. And then the Brooklyn Nets is not going to tell us. And I don't want the Brooklyn Nets to tell us if he's dealing with a lingering type of injury or not. You know what I'm saying?
Ben Simmons.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm not gonna go out there if I do play ball, you know, and tell my opponent, oh, man, my knee's acting up. What are they gonna say? Yo, go at Rock. Go after him on the like with Seth Curry in the playoffs. This past year, he was dealing with an injured ankle. He was on one leg. So what they did, they went at Seth Curry. You know, so we don't know what's going on in the background medically with him. You know, if he's dealing with injuries, and like I said, he was out with the back. You know, he has to get the confidence back. I mean, it'll take some time. I mean, he was out for a year and a half, and plus the other two surgeries. Just like TJ Warren. TJ Warren was out for 2 years. Edmund Sumner was out for a year. He was out for 1 year. So it'll actually take some time. You'll see.
None of those guys are all-stars. None of those guys are the top three people on the team. You giving Ben way too many excuses, Rasheed. Let me ask you this. Your Brooklyn Nets are 27-15 right now. They're four games back or in the East or Boston. We're mid-season now, pretty much halfway through the regular season. What have you learned about your Brooklyn Nets in the first half of this season? looking at where they started and where we are now, what have you learned about your team?
They got to get healthy. You know, like I said, there's a lot of players. Joe Harris was out a whole year. We don't know anything yet. We got to see them actually get back to, like, full form. Do they actually need a big or not? Do they actually need a big man? That's the whole key question. You know, they did the whole big thing last year with Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. And then when it comes down into the playoffs, I mean, these guys get exploited.
I thought you was telling me last time, though, Rasheed, y'all had KD and Nick Claxton. That's what y'all needed for the rim protection and the size.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. A lot of other people, other analysts out there are saying they need a big, and the fans is actually saying that they need a big man. But, like, you know, you look at Giannis, he doesn't play like your prototypical big man. You know, you look at Joel Embiid, he's more, you know, he can post, but he faces even more of a face-up player. And you look at these guards, so you got, like, Donovan Mitchell, Halliburton, you got Jalen Brunson, you got the Tatums, you got the Browns. You have a lot of dynamic guards in the East and in the West, and those are the guys, because the way the rules are, it's made it where they actually have the advantage. So you need guys that can move laterally, like a Nick Claxton, Ben Simmons, and Kevin Durant, you know? So, I like the team the way it's actually currently constructed. Now, what concerns me is the free throw shooting between Nick Claxton and Ben Simmons. More Nick Claxton, you know, because Ben Simmons at least has some type of experience. I watched him in Philadelphia where he was closing games out, you know, hitting, you know, free throws, not all the time, but, you know, they left him on the floor in closing moments of the game. So I'm really more worried about, like, Nick Claxton. He went 0 for 11 in the Boston series one game. I'm like, oh my gosh, man. You know, and then we've seen him chuck up a lot of air balls in the free throw line. So I'm kind of more worried about that, the free throw shooting between Ben Simmons and Nick Claxton.
How ironic to you is it that the Brooklyn Nets may need Kyrie Irving to come to their rescue after everything that him and this organization has went
through? That's what he's getting paid to do. That's why he's getting the millions of dollars, him and Kevin Durant, is when you try to run your sets, and if it doesn't work and, you know, you got 6, 7, 5 seconds on the shot clock, that's what Kyrie is being paid to do, pretty much.
They took millions of dollars from Kyrie. We're not going to act like they didn't suspend him without pay.
That's a different show.
Wait
a minute. Forget about all that. You know, if it wasn't for
how? How can we forget about that?
I'm the one that actually said that I want Joe Tsai to actually sell the team. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I made a video saying that he should sell the team. If the Phoenix owner has to sell his team for making an indirect racist comment, you know, just for something repeating Draymond Green, then Joe Tsai actually has to sell his team for being blatantly racist. You know, how come Joe Tsai gets a pass? But that's a different video right there, man. All right, Beric is back.
No, yeah, I'm just listening all together. But we're still talking about
you wanted to get into the Dreamers Pro thing, Seven, or what, man? You wanted to get into that?
The reason why I wanted to touch on the Dreamers Pro situation, not really about him specifically, you know what I mean? Because with him, he's a little bit too political for me. Like, if he gonna speak on somebody, like, speak on them directly. Don't be Hollywood and talk subliminal and indirect. Like, I don't really be jacking that. But I do recall in your video, you know, addressing him, how you compared Ben Simmons to Michael Jordan, not as far as an entire player, but you were bringing up and referencing the scenarios about Jordan having a low point performance at one point. But I just felt like, number one, that's blasphemous to put Ben Simmons and Michael Jordan in the same sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Michael never. How many times Michael scored less than 10 points in his career?
Mike was never scared to do anything
No. When has he ever scored less than 10 points in a game in his career?
No, but it's a different.
Never. That's the whole thing.
And then that's the thing. I think that's the thing with Ben Simmons is that, I mean, everybody wants him to be the next LeBron 2.0. I'm like, listen, maybe he wants to be like Jason Kidd. You know, Jason Kidd, there was times where Jason Kidd can just impact the game without even scoring. I mean, Jason Kidd is one of my favorite, actually is my favorite player. And he, watching him all the years, actually taught me how to play basketball. And I like to be like him. I want to score 4 or 6 points or 8 points and have like 16 assists and still actually impact the game without scoring. Maybe he wants to be like that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, fellas, let's get into the next topic here at the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I want to talk about mid-season awards. I want to show you guys who I got as my mid-season award winners. Y'all can let me know if y'all agree or disagree. So if the season ended today, fellas, this is how I'm giving out my awards. I got the Celtics coach, Joe Mazzulla, as the coach of the year. A lot of people got Brogdon as the sixth man of the year, but I actually have Russell Westbrook as my sixth man of the year. I got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as the most improved. Paolo Banchero, the rookie from out Orlando. I like the way he's playing. I got him as my rookie of the year at this point.
Brooke Lopez. You don't have Benedict Mathurin on there? What?
As the rookie?
All right.
No, not at all. Paolo is a baller. Brooke Lopez as my defensive player of the year. And I have Luka as my MVP right now, not Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I agree with you with Luka, because I think if you take Luka off of that team, off the Dallas team right now, they are a lottery team. They are bottom of the basement team, at least with what's his name? With the Joker there, he has Jamal Murray. You said they won a game. The last game they won with Jamal Murray scoring like 25 points. So they got another guy. Yeah, but if you take Luka off of that Dallas team right now, they are actually a lottery team. And MVP means who's more valuable to the actual team when they're not playing. So I was putting LeBron in there. If you take LeBron right now, well, they are actually number 13. I don't know. He's actually playing, but I mean,
LeBron is game right now.
I'm sorry. I would say Banchero right now. I think we're in full agreement with Banchero. He's definitely coming out of Duke University. He's definitely been doing his thing. And he's certainly is definitely for rookie of the year. But who you have as the overall best player so far again? Oh, Luka Doncic. That, right now, I definitely agree with that.
Right now, I have Luka over Nikola.
I would say Luka.
Luka cannot be my three-time MVP of my league. Not at all. Not at all.
Come on, the Joker.
He's not. Yeah, he's not at all. I would have had Kevin Durant if Kevin Durant was there.
Their team is better. They just have a better team and better pieces than the Dallas Mavericks right now. If I take the Joker off right now and I take Luka,
still got Aaron Gordon. You still got Jamal Murray. You still got Michael Porter Jr. They got a playoff team. They definitely still have a playoff team. So
take
Luka away from Dallas tonight.
Yeah, I would go with right now. I would go with Westbrook right now. Believe it or not, I would go with Westbrook right now for six man. Right now, I would go.
I can't
make a case for it. Make a case for that.
Most of players, Shai Gilgeous. Yeah, you can say Shai.
Yeah, he dropped 28 on y'all tonight. You better show some respect, Rasheed.
Like I said, I'm gonna rewatch the game tomorrow. Man, it will be too late by the time I don't know. I rewatch that game, but Shai Gilgeous, he's a killer, man. He almost got 30 tonight, man. He's gonna find a way. And from what I was listening to on the radio on the drive back home, I mean, he caused us a lot of problems, man, tonight. So, yeah.
He sure does.
This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, y'all. We in the building. Got my guys, Burke and Rasheed White from Sports to the Wire joining me tonight, man. Make sure you guys smash that like button. Salute again to the NBA community. Mm-hmm. I want to ask y'all fellas, because this guy, it seems like every other game he is putting somebody on that poster. I don't know if y'all just watched Ja Morant's last game where he just had two unbelievable dunks, probably the dunk of the year.
What's that guy's name on the Spurs? Yeah,
I forgot his name. These are just like ridiculous. Is Ja the greatest dunker of all time?
You know what? He's definitely climbing up that ranking. I would say that for sure. And you know, I've been kind of guilty at times saying the guys in the past they were great dunkers, but no, I mean Ja is just getting up there. He don't care who's standing his way. and he's dunking that ball clean. You know,
he
they
need him healthy for the playoffs. He had a lot of injuries.
But that's his game, bro. That's his game. And the ownership is going to say, keep doing it because you're putting butts in the seats. And we're definitely in a good spot right now in the Western Conference. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I mean, you're talking about preventing injuries in a game where injuries are going to happen regardless. You just hope it's not serious. I hear you on that. But Ja's got to play. Ja's got to be Ja well for him to be successful. That's it. You know? And I'm loving what he's doing. Keep doing it.
Yeah, he puts a lot of pressure on your defense getting downhill. Now he's actually shooting a three now. I don't know
how
you're gonna guard him, man. That's just
but as a dunker, who's the greatest
dunker?
I don't know,
man. You got Vince Carter, you had Dominique Williams, you had MJ. I mean, there's different kind of two different
when you're talking about straight up power dunker, stylistic dunker, I mean, you're talking about all combined. You have to go with Dominique, and then you have to go with Vince. Yeah. You know, I mean, they are the top of the line. And Dominique was definitely, like, growing up, I was like, damn. You didn't want to be anywhere near Dominique when he tried to dunk. He was going to posterize you all the time.
Yeah.
Does Ja Morant need to participate in a slam dunk contest?
It would help. I mean, you know, if you had the stars, like the superstar – Like Michael Jordan, MJ participated in the slam dunk contest.
Yeah, first couple of years, and he stopped. And that's the thing. You got to wonder do you want to see
they're
going to
need
right now?
Ja. Yes. They're going to need Ja. No,
you got a lot of superstar players in the NBA. So it doesn't have to be Ja Morant. It could be Ja Morant 1 year. And then who's another guy? Let me see. Jason Tatum another year. It could be a lot of different. Kevin Durant could do one dunk contest. LeBron could do one dunk contest a year. They don't have to participate every year, but at least you like to see at least one or two superstars. Like Giannis. Giannis should do a dunk contest, like at least one dunk contest. At least one. Give me one.
I had a conversation earlier about this, and people were saying that they felt like Ja was more of an in-game dunker, but I feel like he would be just as creative if they had an opportunity
know? You're 100% right, because you're talking about entertaining. You're talking about selling the product at All-Star Game, right? And that is where you find the Aaron Gordons. The guys that you don't see much of during the games, they're the ones that are the fantastic dunkers. So is Ja Morant going to sit there?
Aaron Gordon is not a name like a Ja Morant.
He's a great dunker. He participates in it.
I agree with you, but he's not a name like a Giannis. You know, Gordon, or you want to see Giannis in a dunk?
Rasheed, I think you want to see who the best dunkers are. See, if you're watching enough basketball, you'll see somebody like Aaron Gordon, just to name a player, who did at least two or three times, wow, that was a fantastic dunk. And you want to see him in a contest. The same way you want to see Ja or any other major players that play in this league, you want to see him in a tournament. But do you think when they have 3 to 5 chances to win, you think they're going to put on that type of show, the type of dunks you haven't seen before? That is where you want to see. Jordan did it the first couple of weeks. I think he did 2 years in a row. Come on, man. His dunks were off the hook. And he stopped. The same thing with Dominique. He stopped.
You still could throw, like, who was that? You had Byron Scott. I mean, you would like to see him in it.
Spud Webb?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you want to see, at least a super – I'm not saying they got to win. But just to have that name in there, you know, would just like make me actually want to see it though more and more of the fans. You know,
What I think it is though. I think I hear what you're saying. I think this is just my opinion. For as many dunk contests as I've been able to luckily be able to see in my time, there's so many different ideas, so much creativity that came along to these dunk contests. I'm like, damn. Even the NBA players are sitting there jumping out their seats. You just wonder at this point, is there anything else that you can do now that someone else hasn't seen?
I think the props, like the whole act that they actually put, like Dwight Howard with the Superman thing, that was funny. you know, it was cool. You know he was going to do, but just the whole act and, you know, I'm saying, just make it fun, you know?
Well, that's the whole thing. You can do that. You can definitely do that. But whatever it takes to sell it, that's what you want to do. Yeah. I don't mind seeing John Morant in the All-Star game, in the All-Star dunk contest. That's if he wants to do it. And or is the ownership going lately? Yo, listen, we don't recommend you do it. You know, I don't know what the language is in his contract, all this other stuff. But there may be other reasons why you don't see these players participate as well. You know, but I would love to see John Morant in the dunk contest. No doubt about it. But I think you'll put on the show.
You know, watching basketball from the 90s and the 80s, the slam dunk contest was one of the most anticipated events in the year.
Absolutely,
and
man.
It has definitely went under water in the last few years. I know
because you don't have no stars really doing it. You know, Blake Griffin was a star back then. Like him jumping over the car back then. I mean, you know, you want
to see... But then, Rasheed, but then, not to interrupt you, but then now you're going to my point where the creativity... That was the other essence of the dunk contest. You don't have that much of it now because we've seen everything or close to everything.
That's true.
Yes, getting the star players there, but what can they do?
Even if, all right. I mean, do you want, I mean, if the stars were to do something like that, like creativity-wise 5 years ago, it would still mean something, right? What do you think?
I guess it would good based on who's doing the dunking. You know? I mean, you can go with that. Absolutely. But in the back of your mind, the back of your cerebellum, you're knowing like, yeah, I've seen it before. You know, it's a great dunk by this player, but I've seen it before.
That's true.
You want to see something different. I agree.
Well, maybe they can get like a PR, hire like a PR guy who's good at creating things, man. I can't even create a good name for my show. I'll show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's PR guys. I'm like, yeah, that's a damn good name, man. I'm saying, how come I didn't think of that? That's a good name. That's a good name.
Big networks. Like Seven said, man, the dunk contest is the highlight of the All-Star weekend. It's the highlight. That's the three-point. If you're in the shooting, the three-point shooting contest is just as good. Skills contest, you know. But the dunk contest is it. That's premium and prime. And you want to be able to sell that. So, yes, I do believe you want to put some headliners in there. And you want to make sure they put on a great show. I think at the end of the day, if they can at least do that, man, I can take that and go with it.
It's entertainment. That's the whole thing. NBA, and they market it as entertainment, you know? So it's that's a show. It. I want to see a show.
That's it. I would like to see what happens, but, you know, I know I'm not going to switch gears, but I know, like, the NFL, they change their All-Star game all the time because they're not getting enough revenue from it. And baseball is the same thing. They're not getting enough from it because all you guys are home run derby. So, you know, every sport is trying to find ways to better their All-Star weekend or their All-Star game. And I think the NBA has been the best at, you know, entertaining the fans during All-Star weekend. And they'll continue to do so because you still got a lot of up-and-coming great players and the stars you have currently now. But at the end of the day, it's always going to be the dunk contest. Can we continue to elevate in the dunk contest? I believe they can. But it gets a little harder with the campaign. It gets a little harder with the advertising, like you mentioned. But I think they can still do it. You still got some great dunkers in the NBA. And if they're willing to go put on a show for the fans, then, you know, I'll sign up.
Yeah, it's only going to help their brand. You know, that's the thing.
You know,
yeah.
That's the whole thing. It's the name of the game, selling your brand. Absolutely.
All right, fellas, let's get into the fourth quarter. Last topic of tonight, man. I want to talk about my Lakers right now. They are playing. They are down by 5 and about 20 seconds left to go in the third. They down to Philly at home, 86-81. My Lakers are about two and a half games, I think, out of like the 6th seed, the 8th seed or something like that. Like, surprisingly enough, the Lakers are still in it at this point. A lot of basketball to go. Rasheed, I'll start with you. Basically, will the Lakers make the playoffs? Let's start off right there. Let's get right to it.
No.
He said yes. He said no. Yo, Amanda said no right away.
Yeah, they did 13. Well, Beric and I was just talking about this before we came on, man. We were talking about this for like 10 minutes. And Beric is actually just trying to find something, an anchor that he can probably – I mean, right now they're like in the deepest part of the ocean with a 20-foot anchor, man, you know? So,
wow, that's something. That's something.
I don't know, man.
I mean, Lakers right now currently holding the 13th seed, you know, and they're 10 and a half out. So 10 and a half out is not too bad. But listen, considering the way the Nuggets have been, they're coming on. The Grizzlies been up and down. Pelicans were up and down. But, you know, there's still an opportunity to get from 13 into the play-in tournament because that's going to be the realistic goal. I don't think
No one cares about trying to be number one seed or trying to match. Yeah, exactly. We don't care about all that. We just want to play. We just want to get
we got to do, we got to do a separate video on this. We got to analyze that. We got to look at the remaining schedule. Look at Anthony Davis and see where he's going to be health-wise. Dennis Schroeder, what the hell happened to him? Because I know like 4 or 5 years ago, he was wreaking havoc on opposing point guards.
What the hell happened to Ben Simmons? What are you talking about, Rasheed? Dare you?
Ben Simmons is a three-time All-Star, man. Three-time All-Star. What's up with Dennis Schroeder?
Putting up 0 points. I don't see Dennis Schroeder putting up zero points.
Let's stay on topic. The Lakers, man. You're a Lakers. My battery died on this camera. I have to change it, but you're Lakers, man. Don't try to deviate from this seven. I don't want to hear that, man. No. The spotlight's on you now, man. It's on you.
That's a fact. Let me tell y'all something.
All right, so again, we got to look at the Lakers' remaining schedule. See when Anthony Davis is, how he's going to look. And then, again, there's going to be a psychological component to Anthony Davis because, like, every year he gets hurt, you know, and it seems like in the lower extremities, and you don't want Anthony, you want him to play like instinctual basketball. You don't want him overthinking. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get hurt. And so, I mean, he has to get over that psychological barrier there, you know, which actually holds a lot of players back who gets injured frequently like this.
Yep.
So that's the main thing. I mean, Anthony Davis, can he, like I said, he's going to be hesitant. He's going to overthink things because he got hurt. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to want to play in a crowd. You know, that's the main thing. I mean, he was doing well. And so I don't know. He has to, I think Beric and I, we were talking about this about a couple of months ago. He looks too heavy. You know, he needs to be slimmer, you know. You look at Nicholas Claxton, you see how slim he is. You know, because he got to stay with these guys. Like, if he gets switched on to a guard.
I thought we were sticking to the topic.
No, I'm just saying, in terms of the build, though, he looks too heavy. You know, he looks way
Why are we talking
heavy.
About AD? Why are we not talking about LeBron James and Russell Westbrook? Why are we not talking about the guys that are actually playing? You're talking about a guy who, in my opinion, should not even return for the regular season.
We got to look at their remaining schedule.
AD, to me, is irrelevant this regular season. They don't need him this regular season.
Hold on. Let me see what.
Right now the thing is with the Lakers, the only thing you can say is right now their conference record is what's most important. You're playing the majority of games in the conference. They're 8-15. They got to get better within the conference. That will get them back in the running. Weak, that will though. Get them back.
The West is weak. I'm not sold on the Western Conference like it used to be. So I'm good with that.
I don't know about that. I mean, the Timberwolves have fallen, but you're for the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, the Kings. The Sabonis kid is tough, man. You watch him play, he's tough. Sacramento Kings are pretty good, man.
Not worried about them. The only team we worried about is Golden State. That's it. It's the only
team. Beric, hold on, man. You just look at them. I'm here. They can make a little resurgence over here, man. If AD
Who we talking about?
The Lakers.
Thank you. I need you to tell the people. I need you to say it.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta get together again and we gotta look at the remaining schedule. And then we also gotta look at when AD is gonna come back. You know, I don't know when his timeline is actually due back, but we gotta see when he's due back. But they're 19-23. You know, they're like five games back.
Right now you look at where they are from the what's the play-in tournament? From the sixth seed to the eighth seed?
Seven
to ten. So they're 2 games out from the Phoenix Suns right now.
And the Phoenix Suns got Devin Booker, like he's hurt. He's gonna be out another 3 weeks. So yeah, I'm the Lakers.
He was playing Phoenix. Come on, man. I got to get a new TV. I got to get another TV because Phoenix to me ain't been no threat all season. And
Devin Booker's out. Chris Paul got hurt.
What?
There's a whole Jay Crowder situation. I don't know what the hell is going on over there, man.
Seven, listen, they got to do better within their conference. That's what they got to play better within the conference. And the conference is not that over-dominant. They can get back in this.
I think they can make the 10th seed. I mean, the ninth or 10th seed. Anything can happen in the playoff tournament. You know, anything can happen in the playing tournament.
I'm not going to let y'all do this. I'm not going to let y'all do this.
Wait, hold on. All right, you know what, Seven? This is your show. I'm gonna let you talk.
No. This is the people show, man. But see, I gotta talk to the bosses, man. This is the people show. This is your show. This is our show. But I gotta talk to the bosses about this, man. This is blasphemous, man. No one would have thought, with everything that LA has went through, nobody would have thought that we would even be having a conversation even now about them having a chance to make some type of postseason presence. Like, I'm watching these guys right now. Tied up with Philly in the fourth quarter without this AD guy that you mentioned. The Lakers.
You're going to need AD, Seven. I'm
for
sorry.
What?
What do you mean for what?
You're not going to need AD this regular season. You're not.
Eric, what you actually think about that? Am I smoking something or what, man?
What do you think about AD coming back?
He doesn't say. What's his timetable? What's his timetable on his return? Another couple of weeks? I mean, right now, they're not doing too bad without him. I mean, right now, who's doing most of the point production right now? It's LeBron James, and then he's getting help from Thomas Bryant, Troy Brown Jr. You know, he's got Russell Westbrook is dropping 18. There's your sixth man
guys
award winner.
Guys are stepping up. Guys are stepping up.
That's
the same
it.
Same thing that Rashid refuses to put accountability on Ben Simmons. Them guys in L.A. is doing that. They doing that.
Yo, does the Lakers have Scottie Pippen on their roster? They got Scottie Pippen Jr. on their roster?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why is he not getting any burn? Is he not on the playing roster or he's just sitting there? Or is he injured?
Well, I don't – what position he played? Three?
Because I'm just wondering. You got a lot of players on this roster that you can add on – and give them minutes, energy on each floor. You can close out and, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going to do point production-wise, but you got to give LeBron some help. I mean, he's down there 39 down there. This guy's playing out of his mind. You know, I mean, you got to give LeBron his credit. But he's getting some help from other players. But Russell Westbrook, I think the best thing is putting Russell Westbrook on the bench. That probably saved the season.
You need somebody. You need somebody to run the second unit. You know,
Well, it's Russell. That's Russell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need a point guard. And everybody was looking at it as a demotion. Like, no, unless they can get a good qualified backup point guard, a serviceable backup point guard, then you need somebody to run the offense for that second unit and get guys into good position, you know? Wow.
Well, I think at the end of the day, when I look at the trajectory of the Lakers, man, I do think they can make the play-in tournament. I know they don't have a position where they're not going to be healthy enough to do that. But I tell you something, you need to hope that LeBron stays relatively healthy for the remainder of the season, for the most part. You know?
Or that he don't burn
hopefully
himself
that will be the case.
Trying to get that record.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Barrett made an excellent point, too, man. The young guys at least needs to go out there, scrap, play hard, and try to keep the Lakers, within, like, the young players don't actually close games out. I mean, that's really one of the problems. They can stay in games. When it comes to closing games out, you know, it could be a real issue. But, you know, that's where you have LeBron actually come in and close those games. But so Barrett is actually right. He needs to actually get those young guys out there and playing hard, playing scrappy, you know, being physical, muck the game up somehow, and then LeBron can actually come in and actually close.
Wait, how do you feel about Rob Pelinka right now? How do you feel about Rob Pelinka?
We're going to do a separate video on that, Barrett. I mean, they got to fire him, man. I'm sorry. He hasn't been good. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't been good. He just hasn't. Look at all the moves that other teams has made. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Utah Jazz are supposed to be tanking, you know, and they actually win.
My thoughts on Rob Pelinka is this. I think that he is indirectly sabotaging LeBron's career for the love of Kobe Bryant. Because there's no way in the world you can't clearly see that LeBron needs to have shooters around him. This is a book that we read every year. He definitely needs shooters,
no doubt about that.
And for some reason, I could see Jeannie Buss maybe stopping superstars or stars or playing that position. But telling Rob Pelinka not to, to sign shooters and certain role players to help the cause, I don't believe Jeannie Buss is being involved with that. So I don't understand why Rob is not making the adjustments needed for LeBron James these last couple seasons. It's been the same thing, but he will not pull a trigger on certain things. So I just feel like, man, he's just...
They said, I mean, before he got to being an agent, he was a color analyst. You know, he actually knows, you know, he knows basketball. But
I just think, I think his love for Kobe, bro. I just don't think, you know what I mean? Like, I think them niggas got a cap on how much light and shine LeBron is going to get while he in L.A. You know, I don't think nothing LeBron could do anyway would make him, you know, the face of L.A.
I mean, Kobe. Seven asked me that question. Beric, what do you think about that, man? You know, is he... Rob Pelinka's a young guy. It's not like he's, you know, old guy. You know, he still has his future ahead of him, man. So he wants to look somewhat like a competent general manager.
Seven made a great point about the fact that, let's be honest, Kobe made Rob look pretty good, didn't he? You know?
Jeannie too. You know?
And now he really has to do a little bit more work now to make sure this team... Listen, the NBA is... this is just my opinion once again, but I've heard this from some of the executives here and there throughout the years. Lakers are one of those franchises. You need them winning. You need them winning to sell your product. And
I think, you know what I think? It's just like I was saying, I think I did a Laker video. It's just too many, you know, all right, you have a business, right? And you're saying, listen, I want to put one of my boys on. You know, I said, you know what? You're going to run the customer service aspect of this business. But he's shitty at customer service. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying Rob Pelinka, but I'm talking about the too many chiefs and all the people in Jeannie Buss's ear. It needs to be a structure. Owner, Jeannie Buss, president of basketball operations, general manager, coaches, and players. Not all of these advisors and consultants. You know, having Jeannie Buss having to like kind of overcomplicate things or overthink things. You know, you got this person telling you one thing, that person telling you another thing. You know, it starts getting you to actually just, you know, you need like structure in there. I just don't think the Lakers really have that in the you know, from the top.
Right.
What you think, though, all right, man, fellas, about that analogy? Seven, before we book out here. Too many people in Jeannie's ear, the Rambuses, Phil Jackson, Magic, you know.
It's been like that, though. It's been like that.
No, but I'm saying, again, it hasn't been working, though.
No, because none of that matters. There's things that's definite that people who are just fans of the game can clearly see what needs to happen for the Lakers to be better. And Rob, for the last two seasons, have not done anything near get those things done. So,
there was more competent general managers out there, you know, and I just think that the hookup, the connection, oh, this is Kobe's boy, so let's just put Rob Pelinka on. Remember that movie, what was the movie? Braveheart, right? And William Wallace was slaughtering all the English troops, and the king came back from France, and his son had a general in there. He says, is he? And he's like, I named him Philip, my high counselor. And the king was like, King Edward, he's like, is he qualified? You know, he threw him out the window. You can't be having your own boys, your own hookups or anything like that. You got to get
you got to look at what Sam Presti's doing in OKC, how he's arranging his draft picks. And you got to, you know, Chet Holmgren's going to be a good player, you know.
Listen, Beric. OKC supposed to be tanking for Wembanyama. They're winning games. What? Utah's supposed to be tanking. They're winning games.
Yeah, but I never agree with the tanking concept, and I think it really
is disingenuous. They're winning. They're supposed to be like rebuilding and trying to get.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. You look at what Sam is doing. You look at how the Memphis Grizzlies were assembled. You need Rob Pelinka to be creative, not just with talent, but with the salary, because the salary pretty much is what's handicapping the Lakers right now.
What you think about my metaphoric analogy? Is he the right man for the job? That's my thing. Is it are you going to worry about because it's Kobe's boy or this is my man? You know, or like I said, my whole customer service thing analogy. If the person's horrible at customer service, what you think?
Do it make sense? What makes sense? We're going to let people decide, man. I'm about to get up out of here, man. I appreciate y'all. Rashid, Burke, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow my guys at Sports to the Wire here on YouTube, man. Make sure y'all subscribe to their channel. Fellas, y'all got any last remarks before we sign off?
Nah,
just thanks for having us on, man. Appreciate you, brother. And I want you to keep going.
Seven will link the show in the description right there, man. You know,
most definitely, man. And we will be having more conversations later on in this season about my Lakers as well as about his Brooklyn Nets, man. Somebody definitely gonna have to talk to the boss. And salute to my guy, BA. Get your balls up.
Remember, Barrick is a Nick guy too, man. We gotta throw the Knicks in there too, man.
Orange and blue skies. I'm sold on Jalen Brunson, but I don't know how Derrick Rose got to be an all-star by the fans before Jalen Brunson. That was crazy.
Well, you know, history, baby, history.
There's a question right there, but hey, you know, we talked about that with the all-star dunking contest, right? Derrick Rose is one of them guys, so maybe that's what it comes down to. Yeah. You know?
All right, guys, man, salute to everybody. Hope you guys stay safe. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel if you're new. And also, if you guys would like to support the platform, you can go ahead and send some stars. I'm out of here, man. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Y'all stay safe, and we out. Peace,
all
guys.
Right. All right.
All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.